New developments with Harvey reveal more flooding fallout. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we'll share the latest on how one ministry is preparing to help the most needy with their homes. And then stay tuned as InterVarsity talks about prepping to bring Christ to college campuses this school year. Stories of hope coming right up. But we'll start first with a look at Tropical Storm Harvey, making its way through Texas and Louisiana as of yesterday. 38 people have died so far, and a chemical plant near Houston has had two small explosions yesterday. The plant was under 6 feet of water and without power since Sunday. Yet John Humphrey with I Am Second, a vision of E3 Partners based in Plano, Texas, says as the disaster fallout continues, people are coming together.
There's a lot of bootstrapping going on throughout the whole disaster. Yes, there's the support of the national and state assistance, but it's really the local citizens and Texans that are reaching out to one another.
And the church is stepping up too. I Am Second has an initiative called Second Helping to assist with small home projects and chores.
We have a system in place to go ahead and to take requests and nominations of people who need that assistance. And we go ahead and process those requests and are able to pay for a service provider to go to that area and conduct that service. And we've actually got a separate fund that is the Second Helping, helping Houston to go ahead and assist people in that area.
If you want to give to Second Helping, Helping Houston, we'll give you that link at missionnews.org. Next, in India, attacks against Christians by Hindu nationalists are on the rise, but that isn't quenching their faith. One man was ripped out of his Jeep and beaten nearly to the point of death for sharing the gospel. But he's continuing to do God's work. And he recently visited Mission Cry, which equipped him with free Bibles and Christian books to continue his ministry and help him start a Bible college. Mission Cry's Jason Wolford explains.
We decided that we're going to make his dream come true, and we're sending about $500,000 worth of free Bibles and Christian books that will indeed create his Bible library and the Bible college, get that accredited, and then give him enough materials to go back into the areas that he wants to give the Word of God out for free.
Mission Cry has the materials, but they lack the funding to send them. Wolford asks that you consider giving financially so that thousands of people can hear God's Word and grow in their faith.
Not only are we giving people the opportunity to get saved, but we're equipping them, equipping those soldiers in God's army with what they need to fight the battle while they're here.
For $10,000, Mission Cry can send 30,000 books to help this man continue his ministry.
God's word is the only thing that doesn't return void. And people that are listening get to be a part of that when they round up used Bibles or seminary materials and then support us financially.
We'll show you how you can get involved at our website. And then pray for strength and safety for this man and others who are facing persecution in India. And college campuses are buzzing with students again, which means InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is in full swing with its campus ministries. Sharing the vision for this year is InterVarsity's president, Tom Lynn.
We want to see movements that call every corner of every campus to follow Jesus, from, you know, arts departments to engineering departments, to the Latino student associations, to the athletes and Greek fraternities and sororities.
InterVarsity's last few years of ministry have been at their most fruitful ever. Yet there are still 2,600 unreached college campuses. But InterVarsity has plans to change this.
We see student leaders who are catching this vision to reach every corner of every campus. There's a phrase that we often use, the students are not simply sheep to be gathered, but seed to be scattered. When we believe that students can actually plant new ministries, reach fellow students with the gospel, and we encourage them, we come alongside them, we develop them as leaders, we'll continue to see tremendous growth in student ministry across the country.
Would you please pray for opportunities to introduce these students to Christ? And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Now, you might wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.